Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung usually with piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of the Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling, the 8th of February, 1933. I'll tell you about her later in the program, but let's begin with music that isn't usually associated with Ameling, who made her mark on the world of German lieder and French mélodie.
Ich bin
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and an Ellie Ameling birthday celebration. We began with two Bach selections recorded in 1966. First, J.S. Bach's Bist Du bei Mir, If You Be By Me, with Angelika Mai, cello, and Gustav Leonhardt, harpsichord. Then it was C.P.E. Bach's Quia Respexit from his Magnificat, with the Collegium Aureum conducted by Gerhard Schmidt-Gaden. Even though performance practice wasn't even a controversy back in 1966, in both of these recordings, Ellie Ameling and the accompanying ensembles sound authentic. I promised to tell you about Ellie Ameling, and it's really a simple story. She studied voice in Holland and won an important contest that launched her career. Ameling only appeared once on the opera stage. She'd found her perfect spot as a recitalist. From the recordings that Ameling made in 1967, we'll hear three Lieder by Brahms. The first is If You'd Only Smile Now and Then, in which the injured lover can endure with just a smile. In the second song called I Dreamed, the singer tells us that she dreamed that she was loved, but hardly dared to wake up because she really knew it was only a dream. Listen how slowly Ameling sings this dreamy song. Finally, we'll hear Brahms' O Turn Away Your Gaze. That wish is uttered because the woman can't bear to have her love futilely reawakened.
Thank you. Quält er Seele
Norman Shetler was Elly Ameling's pianist in those beautiful songs of Brahms. She's able to find just the right mood for each of the poems. In the next songs, there's a more upbeat mood, no matter the tempo. These are three songs by Robert Schumann that Elly Ameling recorded in 1967 with Jörg Demy at the forte piano. First, the lotus flower, which opens only at night to welcome her lover. Then it's the ladybug, which is encouraged to fly home and protect her brood. The third Schumann song that Elly Ameling sings is the welcoming of springtime.
Oh.
This is the Eliamaling birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. We just enjoyed three light Schumann songs with Jörg Demy at the forte piano. If there's one composer for whom Eliamaling is best known, it must be Schubert. We'll begin with the upbeat Joy. The second song is an accusation that you don't love me. Finally, we'll hear Schubert's Secret Love.
Ich stelle, so soll ich den Mut.
Jörg Demy played the forte piano, which was more or less the keyboard instrument which Schubert used, for those three songs we heard Elly Ameling sing in that 1967 recording. After Elly Ameling had studied voice, won competitions, and begun her recording and recital career, she began private studies with the light baritone for whom Poulenc wrote many of his mélodies, Pierre Bernac. After that, Ameling felt confident to perform and record French mélodie literature. Let's hear her interpretation of three of Fauré's mélodies, first the somber autumn, then the lively song describing all the various aspects of our love, and finally the secret, in which it's asked that the secret love which was spoken of by day be hidden in the night.
Thank you.
Dalton Baldwin was the pianist with Ellie Ameling in those Forêt songs, recorded between 1970 and 1974. Well, you can't conceive of Mélodie without Debussy. We'll hear his three poems of Stéphane Mallarmé: Sigh, Frivolous Petition, and The Fan. Listen for Ameling's authority with the French language.
Ooh. cette tasse au baiser de vos lèvres. Je jamais fus néron discret que d'habit, une figure rime et menue sur la sève. Comme je ne suis pas ton bichon embarmé, ni la pastille, ni du rouge, ni je
listening to the Ellie Ameling birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. We just heard Debussy's poems of Stéphane Mallarmé with Dalton Baldwin, the pianist. I mentioned earlier that Ameling studied with Bernac, for whom Poulenc wrote many of his mélodies. Let's hear her sing three of them.
Il va consoler.
Three Poulenc songs with the birthday girl Ellie Ameling singing and Dalton Baldwin playing piano in those songs recorded in the 1970s. You've been listening to the Ellie Ameling birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, join me for the Valentine's Day special. These are songs celebrating successful, happy love affairs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Das hier alles. Wir wollen